We're going to talk about praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. I want you to get that down. Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. It's a weapon that works in the realm of the invisible, but yet make manifest and make demonstration happen, miracles, signs, and wonders happen because of the realm that it functions in. It's a supernatural, praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. Now in Romans chapter 8, it's a weapon that calls us to overcome our infirmities. Or it's a weapon, watch this now, you always got to be here, that causes us to use, watch this, our infirmity is right. You see? Because that which is not of the Spirit is infirm. I don't care how smart it is, how scientific it is, it still falls in the realm of infirmity. So here in the 26th verse, I want you to remember that likewise the Spirit also helps our what? How many of y'all got infirmities? Including pastor, apostle, prophet, teaching, everybody else. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Then it says, but the Spirit, and that's himself, he's a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. Yes, make his intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered, cannot be spoken in your dialect you speak in. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You see that? Then it says, now you come down to this 28th verse. It's a weapon that'll cut you out of any situation. Okay? And we know that all things work together for good for, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, that's love, call, and purpose. Now, I want to remind you again to minister. Look at me. Everybody here. I want to remind you again to minister and not just to come to church to get your need met. We've got to shift from that because we've been, I almost said, unneed met. But our needs have not been met spiritual-wise because of a lack of knowledge. But then you get stuck, you get a little knowledge, and your needs start getting met, and that's all you'll be concerned about. And it'll throw you because God wants to minister. So I would ask the question, how many of y'all ministers this week? 1 Corinthians 14, since Sunday. 1 Corinthians 14. I actually don't slick, you know. 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 2. If I get out of 2 Corinthians. All right, let's read verse 2 together because I want you to recognize this for yourself. Ready? For he that speaketh, but unto God. For no man, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mystery. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mystery, and he speaketh unto God. Didn't they say that? Now, so it's a weapon. Now, praying in the Spirit enable you to travel in spiritual traffic, divine traffic. No other way you can travel there. And praying in the Spirit, open your Bibles to Ephesians. Now go to Ephesians. Praying in the Spirit taps into the spiritual measurement of the manifold wisdom of God. Not just wisdom, the manifold. Say manifold. Mean more than one dimension. There in Ephesians 3:10. When you're praying in the Spirit, you don't only get wisdom, but the manifold, the multifaceted wisdom of God, multifaceted insight that is beyond the scale that you're being weighed on. It take you into another dimension of insight and of understanding while you're praying in the Spirit. Here in Ephesians 3:10, it says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and power in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So when you're praying in the Spirit, you have an opportunity to go in facet, multifaceted of wisdom of God, opening and showing you strategies, ideals, and plans from Him how to handle the situation. And then if you look back in Ephesians chapter 2, don't let this pass you up. Ephesians chapter 2, I was driving back home after spending some time down here at the office, and you know, I prayed in tongue about tonight. I know we're coming tonight. Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural, praying in tongue is a supernatural weapon. Not only the manifold wisdom of God, but praying in the Spirit take you into something I never heard this before, mega grace. Mega grace. Mega. Everybody told me it bring you into mega grace, very large and huge grace. It's an aspect of grace you can't get to unless you pray in the Spirit. And so here you have in Ephesians 2:7 that in the age to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. But I that term, mega grace, say mega grace. Mega grace. I never heard that term before in my life. But then the Gosete in the Spirit, the Lord spoke it out. Mega favor. Large favor. Huge favor. Amen? So praying in the Spirit is in the realm of the Spirit. Now notice this, which is always moving. There's no neutral, and there's no reverse in the Spirit. The Spirit always going forward. And what happened is, I heard Saturday say, Apostle say today, in Bible schools and schools of ministry, they still teaching the same subject they taught 30 years ago. But here's something praying in the Spirit will do for you. When you get in the realm of praying in the Spirit and praying in tongue, you begin to move through, now listen, don't miss this, progressive revelation. Revealing to us that which has been concealed. Everybody say progressive revelation. Yeah, and you know what that means? Fresh. See. Progressive revelation means fresh. In other words, God now is a spiritual word. Now. God is a now God. And then, you know, we have trained ourselves to wait on everything. But suddenly, immediately, and straightway, is still in God's vocabulary, which produce miracles, signs, and wonders, demonstration of the Spirit. See, I tell you, it's a weapon. When you're praying in tongue, you're in divine traffic. You're actually stepping out in the supernatural powers of God, that there's nothing impossible to a person who know the importance of praying in tongue. Progressive revelation. Yeah, progressive revelation. Revelation ongoing. God showing you things, some things that have not been seen before. It is spiritual traffic. You're being given the means whereby praying in spirit, praying in tongue, become a vehicle that take you, cause you to travel in divine traffic, divine, supernatural, spiritual, invisible, unknown to man traffic. See, there's a real world there. And the Father thought through the Holy Ghost to give us a mean whereby we can operate beyond science, beyond psychology, beyond the natural, beyond smart people naturally in the world. You know, you get in the realm of the spirit and you get out there in divine traffic and all of a sudden God reveal a mystery to you. He reveal a secret to you. Huh?
Yes,
you pick up a divine signal that you couldn't get in the natural. You don't see nothing no different in the natural, but yet your spiritual eyes have seen the solution.
Yes,
and there's a rest. There's a fresh rest in your heart. You know it's going to be all right, and you try to explain to them, but they're not getting it, because they're still dealing with it. But you've been taken off into another realm by revelation, by insight, by wisdom, by knowledge, by progressive revelation. See, you've come to the foot of a miracle. That miracle is island right in front of you. You know it's going to bust loose any minute. Because you see it in your knower, which is your inner man. It also, I said, totally helped us synchronize with God timing. And God timing is the supreme moment. Or God timing, and I like this, a selected supernatural moment. Well, y'all can grunt or something if y'all want. It's where God stopped all traffic and let you through. Now, I'm going to say something to you. I don't know if you can handle this. God will shut the whole world traffic down just for one of his children. And I believe if I need it, he'll do it for me. You? Yeah, yeah. That's powerful, man. I mean, that's not Sunday school stuff. That's powerful. But he have done it before. He stopped time. Yeah, oh yeah, he stopped and set the sun in the socket. He done that before. He'll do it. So when you're praying in the spirit, you have the right to function in spiritual mystery, spiritual secrets. Watch this now. Hard saying. The spirit world has a rhythm it beat by. It's not normal. It's not natural. It's not sensical, it's not soulish, it's in the realm of the spirit. God is a spirit, he's not a soul, and he's not a physical body. Also, when one pray in the spirit, there are kingdom matters. Kingdom matters. You can't function in them unless you're flowing in the kingdom. Turn to 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is one of my favorite chapters because it deals with the supernatural. You know, I ogle between 1 Corinthians 2 and Romans 8. Romans 8, if you just want to grow, read Romans 8 and 1 Corinthians 2, you'll grow fast in the spirit. I mean, if you take time, let the Holy Spirit tell you what's going on. All right. So here in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 says, but it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, God did have prepared some things, but in the natural or in the flesh or in the sense realm or in the religious realm or in the traditional realm or in the church-going mood, or in your choir singing self, or usher walking the floor realm, you're not going to get it. You know what I'm saying. You have to be in the spirit. Now, we've been cheated. I tell you right now, I've been in the business for some years. The church, you've been Christian, you have been cheated because you're so powerful, but you know so little about it. And so we're trying to correct that. Help us, Lord. We're trying to correct that. you see. Because here he talked about the natural man, and 14 verse he talked about the natural man cannot receive things of God, but you're not a natural man. You're a spirit man. And so it goes on to say in the 10th verse, and I'm telling you that praying in the spirit, let me tell you too, before I read the other verse, and then you'll know, you'll be able to ride the bus with me. Yeah, I don't want you hitchhiking. Praying in the spirit, our spirits are one with God's spirit, giving us access to the thoughts of God. You see that? Praying in the spirit, our spirits are one with God's spirit, giving us access to the thoughts of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every Christian have access to the thoughts of God. Those who pray in the spirit will have a greater access to the thoughts of God. That's your divine right because you're a child of God. Are you hearing me? That's my right. Say, that's my right.
That's my right.
Just think about it. You're dealing with a jigsaw life puzzle. And nobody in the house know what to do. And you say, let's pray in the spirit. And your spirit access the mind of God. Access the mind of the spirit. Access the mind of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost start telling you, this is what I would do. What you think that is? Solution. Because he knows exactly what to do. You see? Are you following me? So praying in the spirit, is a supernatural weapon. Say it. So you get filled with the Holy Ghost and pray one time. You out of your mind? No. You got to practice praying in the spirit, driving your car, at the house, in the yard, cutting the lawn, whatever you're doing, wash, whatever you're doing. Take some time and pray in the spirit. And it let that manifold wisdom loose and that mega grace loose in your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, amen. Amen. So you see, praying in the spirit, verse 10 now. And praying in the spirit, all this type of revelation. See, revelation need to be lubricated. And praying in the spirit will all it, or grease it if you won't say so. But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. When you think the spirit is searching more. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He become a searcher for you. A searcher for the wisdom you need. A searcher for the grace you need. A searcher for the answer to that solution you need. A searcher for a greater anointing and a greater ability on your life that you can handle what you're going through or who you're praying for. Praying in the spirit confuses the devil and demons. Satan said, what she said? Demon said, I don't understand what she's saying, tell you the truth. I wish it was a sign somebody else to me. Because every time I get around this point, I don't know what they're saying. Let me go to the one person who don't do that. For what man knows the things of a man, verse 11, save the spirit of man, which is in him. So you have a spirit in you. Even so the things of God knows no man. But the Spirit of God. So the things of God, who know the things of God? The Spirit of God. Huh? Huh? Well, I wonder who you're communicating with when you pray in the Spirit. The Spirit of God. Uh-huh. Yes. Notice the 12th verse. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. That we might know. I don't know. Why you don't know? Then we might know. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I done tried everything I could with that child. I done tried to make my marriage work. I don't know what to do for my finances. I don't know what to do with this ailment that I'm having in my body. I don't know what to do with this demon of infirmities and affliction that have been in my family for so long. I don't know how to stop this curse. Well, if you get in the spirit, you know. That's what praying in the spirit for, you see, that we might know in a verse 12, in a verse, 1 Corinthians 2:12, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Worse things also we speak. Now here we go. Worse things also we speak, not in the word which man wisdom teaches, but what? What the Holy Ghost teaches. Compare, that's praying in tongue, boy. Compare us speaking the word as a rhema. Now, for revelation's sake, I believe when a person pray in the spirit, after a while they praying complete rhema. Complete live word from God. I believe that the Holy Ghost dig every scripture out of their spirit they have put in all those years and start making it come alive on their behalf. Because the Holy Ghost don't need no interpretation. The Holy Ghost don't need no revelation. He is the revelator. You praying in him. Get to praying, man. That's what they pray in the spirit. So you can know what God freely have done for you. Amen?
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Now, the Lord, somebody can get help right here now, because I know it's different, we have different problems. The Lord will help with things you do not know through the use of the church secret weapon of praying in the spirit. When we pick up on his mysteries, remember what we read, 1 Corinthians 14:2, go back there, because I see new students. 1 Corinthians 14:2, when we pick up on his mysteries, and you know the Bible tells us in Matthew 13:11, it is given unto us to know the mysteries of God. When we pick up on his mystery, things we do not know, God will lead us to victory. God will lead us to victory. Why? Why? Because we move higher than our enemy. See? Because when you get into a certain dimension in the spirit, you bypass Satan. You bypass his trap. You bypass his trouble. Are you following me? God wouldn't leave us just helpless with a devil loose and we can't get over him. See? Are you following me? God will lead us to victory. Say it.
God will lead us to victory.
Could God Almighty. That's a good word, isn't it? Huh? You say you don't have to categorize it? No. You don't have to label it. He could lead us into this victory if it wasn't not that victory, but not that one over there. No. The Bible says all things are possible with him. Glory to God. I said, give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me, Reverend, I can be led to victory in anything I'm going through? Absolutely. You're designed for victory. But your victory is in another realm.
Yes, sir.
Your victory is not going to come through your mourning and crying and say, Lord, help me, and you don't shift over into the other gear. That's power for you to override this world system.
Yes,
I thank God for being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, you know, our soul, mind, and spirit are closely connected, but then you can take the two-edged sword and separate them. Now listen to me very carefully. Because our spirits are one with God's spirit, giving us access to the thoughts of God, and as we pray in the spirit, we are praying out mysteries with our own spirits. Our spirits pick up the thoughts of God. Our mind pick up on these thoughts. We call this revelation of being enlightened. We receive light and we can see what to do in the situation. Amen. Y'all believe that?
Yes, sir.
It's the book. Now we read in Romans 8:26-20, Paul gave us instruction. Paul was saying when a person does not know the will of God, he stands in a place of weakness. Then Romans 8:26, we read it earlier. Not knowing how to pray. That's a place of weakness. I mean, you can pray every prayer you know in English, read every scripture, call all your prayer partner, check the thing 4 months later, it hasn't changed. But in the spirit, notice in Ephesians 4:23, be renewed in the mind of your spirit. Philippians 2:5 talks about having the mind of Christ. Philippians 4:8, it talks about tell us what to think, whatever is pure, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is good report. Well, you get over in the spirit, you're running all that traffic. Because you're not worried about your neighbor when you're in the spirit. You're not worried about that person who did you wrong when you're in the spirit. You're going on with God. You done got on Love Avenue. When you get on Love Avenue, brother, everything can happen. Because the Bible said love never fails. You know you got people, dirty people do you wrong. Stick their foot out to trip you while you're passing by. Not physically, life. Don't rejoice with you when God bless you. You show him something, God will bless you with it. Yeah. Again, this is a mighty weapon because Satan does not know what we are saying and neither do other people, them nosy people. You listening? How many of y'all want to hear from God tonight? Huh? All right. Now, listen. But as we continue to pray in the Spirit, we can pick up on the secret plan of God for us at that moment. That means if you don't pray in the Spirit, a lot of secret plans that God has for you, you're not going to ever get it. That's where religion robs us at. That's where rituals rob us at. That's where tradition robs us at. That's where theology, talking about God, robs us at. No, we need encounters. We need experiences with God. We need a live touch, a personal touch, not a group touch. I need God to minister to me. I need to hear God's voice myself. I need to see God's face myself. I need the God hand to touch me so I can be a better person. Amen? And praying in the Spirit will bring you there. Glory to God. Now listen, I want you to get this. Praying in the Spirit, we can have daily direction that will put us ahead of the enemy every time. Wow. Oh, y'all ain't gonna rob me. Yeah, somebody gonna say something. Yeah. Daily direction to put us, you got up, you prayed 45 minutes in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get direction. Now, enemy had a trap.
Come on, Dad.
But he's gonna set it at 2.
All right.
You passed by at 12:45.
Yeah.
You rolling, man. You see what I'm saying? In the spirit. It. Why people don't enjoy going to church? Why don't we enjoy the Christian life? Why 80% of Christians go to church like they want? They don't have no expectation. They don't know. They don't know so much there is. God is better than the Super Bowl. God is better than what that boxing match coming up now. It'd be $90 just to watch it on pay-per-view. Them boys gonna make billions of dollars. Them two boys in the fight there now. You know, they think people are all excited over that. No, the church better than that.
Yes.
We're dealing with a supernatural God.
Yes.
We're dealing with a it's finished
yes.
God.
Yes.
Some Christians still at Jesus wept. Jesus wept because Lazarus didn't have to die. He wept because they didn't know he could raise him up. He tried to explain to them, God, I'm a resurrection and life. They still didn't understand. They're talking about in the last day. So he wept. But Jesus' two words now, his final two words is not Jesus wept. His final two words is, it's finished.
Yes, sir.
What finished? Everything. Victory finished.
Yes,
blessing finished.
Yes.
Abundance finished.
Yes.
Healing finished.
Yes.
Casting out devils finished.
Yes.
You got the power. Tell your neighbor, you got the power.
You got the power.
To cast out devils.
Heal
the sick.
Preach the gospel.
Teach the word.
You got the power.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you got it. Oh, you got to grow. We're at different dimension. You got to grow. You stick around here. I'm going to get you there. You got to grow. Don't be afraid. Just listen. Keep listening. Your spirit man. Oh, my. Your spirit man is hearing something. You're growing. In the spirit, you're growing. Don't know it. But when you need it, you rise up like a David facing a Goliath. You know you got somebody backing you up. You see? Yeah, look like, say, man, I'm going to church. Don't look like I'm growing like the other people. Yeah, when you need it. You see, my dog, you come there, you pat him, you know, I let you pat him, you're a nice dog, and then you get that ugly. You didn't see the other side. He's trained to protect me and my wife in our home. I walk over to my house. He goes everywhere I go. He goes ahead of me. Any crack of a sound, you see his ears stand up. I got a word I can say to him. Now, if you say it all loud, he's not going to act because people are just talking. But if you whisper that word to him, you see, what I'm trying to tell you, you got that in you. Let the Lord whisper a word to you. You're in the middle of a battle and you hear the voice of the Lord say, I got this. You don't see nobody. Nobody touching you, but you have heard a voice from God. See, now religious folks don't say, oh, no, now it worked like that. Yeah, it worked. I've used it many times. Go ahead and sit down. So we can have daily direction that will put us ahead of the enemy every time. How many times? Every time. Listen, my brothers and sisters. Whatever the need is, we can always pray in the spirit to pick up on the direction we should go. Pick up on the direction. Is she the one, Lord? Is he the one, Lord? I'm not paying flowers and all that stuff. I ain't paying attention. Let's get under these flowers. It might be an angel today and a gorilla tomorrow. Yeah, cha, cha, cha. Let me see the gorilla part, Lord. We need direction, man. Now we read the Bible, we flowing through the Bible and think everything Jesus said. Now Jesus said something about revelation. I mean the 13th, 14th chapter of John. He said, I don't do nothing but what I see my Father do. So he was actually a man seeing God's hand. When you pray in the Spirit, you'll have that same intimacy. You'll see what God's going to do ahead of time. Can't explain to the person sitting next to you because they don't see nothing. Are you seeing it? By praying in the Spirit, you receive mysteries regarding your situation, and you can then walk them out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, there's this information is apostolic and it's so strong, sometimes I had to go over and over it again because, you know, we hear it and we get happy and do our little, but there's so much. There's so many benefits of, write this down, of praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit, I'm talking about praying in tongues. Okay. If you're not filled with the Spirit, I can get you filled tonight. You're a Christian, I can get you filled tonight. Now, praying in tongues or praying in the Spirit is the entrance into the supernatural. Or is the entrance into the supernatural power of God where miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, victory, call it what you want. You get into that realm, you see. And that's what we got. It take you, praying in the Spirit, take you in God's miracle zone. Say God's miracle zone. All right, and that's 1 Corinthians 14:2. Somebody got you late. There's a doorway into the realm of the Spirit, and it's through tongues. Listen to me. Tongue, when I say tongue, I mean praying in the Spirit. Tongue, or praying in the Spirit, or praying in the Holy Ghost. You listening?
Yes,
I just talked about a miracle zone, didn't I? All right. Tongues are praying in the Spirit, are praying in the Holy Ghost, is the key that unlocks the spirit world.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I said this to you earlier and before, but I'm going to say it again to you tonight. Praying in the Spirit or praying in tongue is a direct line to God. It is the ultimate assistant in prayer. That means you can't get no higher than that. After you can't get no higher than that. You can't get no higher than praying in the Spirit. That's why the enemy don't want us to pray in the Spirit. That's why the enemy say, oh, you just saying all that stuff and nothing happened. He don't want you because he knows. He knows you're moving up the line, you see. Praying, amen. Praying in tongue is speaking divine mystery, divine coded secret. Tongue is drawing secrets to life, complicated issues, hidden things, divine secret, coded language, secret will or plan. See, you're moving in another dimension now, praying in the Spirit. My dad used to teach on praying in the Spirit. Then he said, let's stop and practice a little bit in his morning service. Secret counsel that govern God in his dealing with the righteous. Here's one for you. We're talking about praying in the Spirit as a weapon. Is that right?
Yes,
you see, what happened, we have minimized our power by not understanding praying in the Spirit. It seemed like it's gibbish. It seemed like it don't have no strength. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
I do that about 20 minutes, and I'll leave here. I'll go over in another realm. I go to laying hands and jerking demons out, you know. But you get over in the realm where you don't care what nobody thinks, and then the power starts flowing, and then angels start helping you. Now, I say this one, I don't think y'all caught this one. Listen, praying in tongue is prophesying your God-ordained future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You heard that? Well, don't you like to prophesy your own future? You ain't gonna let the devil make your future up for you. You see, when you pray in the Spirit and prophesy your own future, when the devil try to bring something in your life, God said that's already spoken for.
Yes, sir.
You can't trick her. You can't trick him. They already prophesied how this thing gonna come out. You can't scare them. You can't bluff them. You can't tell them it's not going to work out. They already have seen the future in the spirit. We come over here to buy this land. You know, we own 600 acres of land. I'm bragging on God. Well, I got ready to buy this land. I thought it was another piece of land down there. And got down, the man come to me and said, the tax all messed up on this land. He said, we're cutting trees down, you know. And he said, tax messed up. Said, yeah. So I just told the man, get in the truck, let's go on back down to Darrow. Went back down. So this land, the man told me he'll sell it to me. And another man told me, he said, don't buy it. He said, because they're going to build a garbage dump right back there where Pelican Point at. That's the garbage dump. The Lord told me, he said, buy. And so I got my men, we bought this land. You see, when the Spirit leading you, you cannot go wrong. And now a lot of men, my son was sitting in a meeting, and the man said, we all tied up here. Somebody got all the other 600 acres of land tied up. My son sitting right there, Leroy Jr. sitting right there at the table with him. They don't even know he was one of the men. God, listen to me, I feel the Holy Ghost. God, from this night forward, gonna have you ahead of the pack. God gonna do some things that is in the mystery world for you, because you're under the sound of a prophesying voice. That thing that was puzzling you, it's going to become now normal. When it was an enemy, it's going to become an advantage. Hallelujah. I received that. You received that? What the devil thought for evil, God going to turn it out to your good. I received that. Sit down and give me a few more minutes. I'll sit down in a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's my oldest son right there. Now, I saw him walk, and the Lord said, give this testimony. I have a grandson, had some challenges. He still has some challenges, but he's coming now. And he looked like we were praying he was going the wrong way. And you know, we kept praying. I pray for him every day. He's Leroy Thompson III. I pray for him every day. I don't question God about the challenge. I just take the challenge on. That's what you got to do with a challenge. And so it looked like he was going the other way, losing weight and, you know, falling off. We praying and trying to get him, trying to feed him. And Mr. Ron, they called me, slipped down and hit his head. Oh, man, that's trouble on top of trouble. Hit his head. I just praying in a tongue. The Lord told me this is a reverse blessing. So I said to my son said, I received it, and took him to the hospital to check him out, and got to the hospital, and they found out exactly what they need to do to get him in strength. How many pounds he gained now? 20-something pounds. He looked like he looked 10 years ago. I mean, he got his face and his strength coming back. Yeah. What? Yeah, yeah. You can't. Yeah, yeah. That happened. And he's coming every day. His eyes getting strong. He's getting stronger every day. God said to me, this is a reverse blessing. Don't worry yourself. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. I'm about to show you something you didn't know. What the enemy meant for evil. I'll show you the picture. I'll show you a picture before and after. God is a good God. Yes, he is. I said, God is a good God. Yes, he is. So sometimes, look like something going the wrong way, it could be a reverse blessing. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't KME. Don't lose courage. God is working it out. Sit down a minute. Ha, ha, ha. Now you hear Pastor Sola. You hear what the Spirit is saying. You hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Present moment. If you look at it, it said, what the Spirit is saying to the church. No more limited living. No, y'all didn't hear that. That came out of the Spirit. The Spirit of God said there will be no more limited living in your life. You can't cut up better than that. No more limited living. Now, there are those of you going through a test. There are those of you maybe going through some trial. But the Lord just answered you in the Spirit. He said it is a reverse blessing. And I heard the Spirit of God say, listen, let me prophesy. I heard the Spirit of God say, come to the end of yourself. Good. Come to the end of yourself. So I can take over. Woo, I heard that. So sometimes the Lord permits some things to push your back against the wall and look like you're not moving at all. But he brings you to the end of yourself so he can take over. Here's what God's saying, John. God said tonight, bad time turned into good time. Because he can do it. He's doing it. Some of y'all think you came here on your own. Say, well, I'm going to go check this church out. No, God brought you here tonight. God wants you to hear his word in another dimension. Hey! I receive it, $100 check. I receive it. Sit down, let me talk to you a few more minutes. What time it is? Yeah, I got 11 minutes to talk. Hallelujah. 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 I can't get around the Holy Ghost yet. The Holy Ghost said you need to skip. I can't get around the Holy Ghost. Skip. Skip. You're going to move you in another position. Take authority over your flesh. Take authority over your pride. Skip your way out of this thing. Skip, skip, skip. Keep on skipping. Skip, skip, skip. I heard the Holy Ghost say, tell them skip. Tell them skip. It's a brand new day. Oh, a brand new day, brand new day. Heal. Heal by the master hand. Heal by the master hand. Heal by the master hand. Delivered by the master hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Skip your way right out of it. Skip your way right into it. Skip your way right out of it. Glory to God. Skip your way into it. Give God the glory. Do something out of the ordinary. Take authority over your flesh. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Hey. My goodness. I got that. I got that. Hallelujah. I got it. I got it. I got that. I got it. I got it. You got it? I got that. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. Out of the ordinary. Demonstration of the Spirit. That's a demonstration of the Spirit. Many of y'all, while you were skipping, got healed. Many of y'all money got healed. Now, I'll tell you what the Spirit of God is saying now. You are as close to supernatural debt cancellation as you ever been in your life. You are as close to supernatural debt cancellation as you ever been in your life. Thus saith the Lord. I told you, you get over in that spirit world, God go to talking. God go to saying things. He said you are as close the supernatural debt cancellation that you've ever been in your life. Right here, right now, tonight. Now, there were three people who come here confused about something. Check it, the confusion gone. What replaced it? Claire. You were confused about a situation. I don't know who you are. I ain't gonna look for you. I ain't got time for that. But there's three people. It might be the whole family. It might be three family members. But you was confused about something. The Lord said, check it. Claire. You know exactly what to do now. Matter of fact, he said to tell you, his hand is on it with you. See, you get over in that spirit world, you see. You get over in that spirit world. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying in tongue is prophesying your God-ordained future. The plan is the wisdom of God and is hidden for the believer, not from the believer. So now you need to get this, you need to get this. When you're praying in tongue, you're prophesying your God-ordained future, listen to me, and Satan can't do nothing about it. And the world system can't do nothing about it. And your greatest enemies can't do nothing about it. Because why? It's God-ordained. You're operating in God-ordained wisdom. Bless God. You want me to tell you what I'm hearing now? Huh? Your future is bright. I'm just saying... I heard the Holy Ghost. I'm just trying to say, you can sit there like a bump on the log. He said, your future is bright. You believe that? Absolutely. 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 He says, Doors, D-O-O-R-S, are swinging on the hinge. Doors that was closed in your face, they are swinging on the hinges now because my hand is on that door on your behalf. Hallelujah. So if you went after something and they closed the door in your face, that same door is swinging on the hinge right now. You see it? I see it, me. I believe in me. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Bless his holy name. We ain't gonna get much further tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God Almighty. That's God, boy. That's a spirit. Hallelujah. You see, Dougie, you thought because you didn't go in pro football that you wasn't going to be the success that you should be. But because of your heart, God got some other things on the line for you. And he may have kept you from an injury that would have crippled you the rest of your day. Worry not, fear not, walk up, stand up, shout, praise him. Because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. He'll bring it to pass. He can open another door that can do just as better as that door. And not just in one am. God is the God of the whole system. I thought I had that earlier. You see, he was close to pro football. I mean, foot in the door. But it seemed like it didn't go the way we were believing for. I've been talking to the Lord about it, and now the Lord, he told me earlier, I said, I want to make sure I'm hearing this right. He said, speak to him. Tell him football is not the only way I bless people. For example, I have to use myself. For example, I never played, but I have 7 championship rings. Well, how'd that happen? Huh? Now, we just were facing tonight. God wants you rich, yes, successful, yes, and well. Yes. Don't let nobody talk you out of that. When somebody on television talking you out of that, shut them down. I don't care how many good things they have said. If they say something stupid that God don't want you blessed, God don't want you rich, God don't want you successful, shut them down. One more word. One more word. This will seal it. You don't have to go after it coming after you. And he told me to tell you to say this. Yeah, it come. Hallelujah. Say it again. Yeah, it come. Think of your biggest dream. Think of your biggest dream. Right now, while you're in the presence of God, we done stirred up the nest in heaven. Heaven is open over this place. Think of your biggest dream and say, here it come. The scripture has access to the question, is anything too hard for God? Huh? And the answer is no. Think of your biggest dream. Think of your biggest dream. And say in the spirit of God, yeah, it come. Yeah, it come. Yeah, it come. Yeah, it come. You don't have to know how it's coming. All you know it's coming. Say it. Yeah, it come. Yeah, it come. Yeah, it come. Hey. Yeah, it come. Hey. Yeah, it come. 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 It's coming supernaturally. Yeah, my breakthrough. Yeah, it come. Call it. Call it. Yeah, it come. Here it come. Here come my healing. Here come my deliverance. Here it come. 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 Glory. It's coming. Show their goodness and mercy. It's coming. Hallelujah. Here it come. Here come my miracle. Hallelujah. You believe all that? You believe all this? Hallelujah. I believe it. I receive it. You believe it?
Yes.
Here it come. My biggest dream.
My biggest dream.
My biggest blessing.
My biggest blessing.
The biggest door that ever opened for me.
Here
it come.
Hallelujah.
I heard something else. Goodbye, barely getting by. Goodbye, barely getting by. Goodbye,
barely.
Say it. Get stirred up in the spirit, your boy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
goodbye,
sir.
Barely getting by. He who was barely getting by, when you came through them doors, you can wave it bye-bye. Goodbye, barely get by. You going to the blessing and the abundance and the increase that God wants you to have. I feel the Holy Ghost, man. Goodbye, barely getting by. Goodbye, barely getting by. I don't know how to say this. Well, they said that God said, I just unlocked some things. There are some things been locked up. The enemy been keeping lock up on you, but he mess around and let you come to this Wednesday night Bible study, and the Lord said, I unlock it. You believe that? I receive it in Jesus' name. How many blessings can a man or woman get in one night? My God. How many blessings can we stand in one night? My God. You imagine how much God has said here in these few moments? I believe and receive it. See, you have to reverse. I got to close. See, you have to reverse this thing. We've been confessing, 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 getting a little, getting a little, getting a little. No, you see, and then you say, the first part of the confession is for you. You're getting your heart right. No, no, that's not what the Bible says. In the depth, in 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, we believe first. Yeah. Then have we spoken. Uh-huh. We're not speaking to believe. We're speaking because we are believers. And the word said, verily, verily, I say to whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and believe in his heart that those things which you say shall come to pass, he shall have. The word said, we call it things that be not as though they were. And when they call them, they are. Y'all got something to sing? Sing. Fit it. 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 Hallelujah. Fit it. Sing something. Do something.